Ever wish you could just see through someone else's eyes? Not just like imagine it, but actually experience their view. It'd be incredible, right? Well, some researchers are trying to make that happen, and that's what we're diving into today.
Sounds wild, yeah.
So we're talking gaze sync. It's a device, and it's supposed to sync up eye movements between two people. We actually found this research paper. It's called, get this, gaze sync, eye movement transfer using an optical eye tracker and monochrome liquid crystal displays.
Bit of a mouthful.
That's research for it. But the tech itself seems surprisingly simple.
Yeah, it's actually pretty elegant how they do it.
So give us the rundown. How's it work?
Okay, so picture this. You've got the leader. They're the one whose gaze is being, you know, shared, and they wear an eye tracker. Nothing too sci-fi. It's a common one called the pupil core. Then you've got the follower, and they've got these special glasses with transparent LCDs.
Special glasses, huh? What's the deal with the LCDs?
That's the key. They create this kind of like semi-transparent layer over what the follower sees by messing with how clear or opaque different parts of this layer are. The glasses can steer their gaze to match the leader's.
So it's like the glasses are dimming some parts of your vision on purpose to sort of nudge you towards what the leader is looking at.
You got it. It's all about a shared visual experience, even though the follower, they still have their own field of vision, you know. What's interesting is the idea came from how artists look at things.
Artists. How so?
Think about it. A pro, their eyes dart around, taking in every little detail.
Yeah.
But someone just starting out, they tend to fixate on one spot. So this research, it's trying to bridge that, making the follower's gaze mimic that wider, more expert way of seeing.
That's a really cool link. Almost like giving someone a visual crash course just through their eyeballs.
Yeah, exactly. So to try this prototype, the researchers, they set up a simple experiment. Two volunteers, grad students, one's the leader, one follows. The leader got directions, follower couldn't see him directly, just had to follow along with how the glasses changed, showing him where to look.
So how'd that go? Were they actually in sync, the follower's eyes and all?
Not flawlessly. I mean, early prototype, right? Yeah. Fast movements, those were tricky. Plus, the thing was kind of clunky, noticeable lag.
Yeah, I got to start somewhere, huh?
Exactly. What's exciting is, even with that, they did get some degree of sync. And that's where it gets really interesting, think. Education, training, all that.
Ooh, yeah, I see where you're going with this.
So, like, picture it. Med student, right? They could experience surgery through the eyes of an actual surgeon. See exactly what they're focused on during a tough procedure.
Instead of just craning their neck to see.
Exactly. And it's not just seeing the what, it's the how. Like, why'd they make that cut? What are they considering?
Wow. Okay, now I'm really seeing the potential.
And it goes beyond that. Art, design, you name it. Newbie painter, they could see a masterpiece through a master's eyes. How their gaze moves across the canvas, the details they pick up on.
We're talking next level learning by observation here.
Exactly. It's still early days, but this gaze sync thing, it hints at a future where that kind of learning, it's not just watching anymore. It's experiencing.
It really makes you think about how we learn, like in a totally different way.
Yeah. How much we rely on visual cues.
Yeah.
You know, like someone's explaining something and their eyes light up when they point to the important part.
Totally. You just have to look where they're looking.
Exactly. It's like that shared focus. It makes things click in a way words sometimes can't.
It's the difference between like reading about cooking and watching a chef do their thing.
Correct. You're not just getting the info. You're seeing the how, the little things that make it work.
And that's what's so cool about this gaze sync thing. It's not just copying movements. It's sharing a way of seeing the world.
Unlocking a whole other level of communication. And it goes way past just education. Imagine this in like design teams working together on something or even therapy where that shared experience, it could build real empathy.
Mind blowing stuff. But for now, we want to hear from you. If you could use gaze sync, who would you want to share a gaze with? What would you want to see through their eyes? Let us know. This has been an amazing deep dive. And as always, keep exploring these wild new ideas where tech meets being human.